There you go. It's 8:14. All right. An economist has worked out a formula designed to calculate the best time to buy an airline ticket if you're looking for the lowest price. Gosh, why would we want to do that? Why would we want the lowest price? Okay, here we go. The answer, according to his formula, is 8 weeks before your flight. Like any such rule, you'll find plenty of exceptions, but if you don't enjoy spending a lot of time agonizing about when to buy an airline ticket, it's a good rule of thumb to have on hand. In addition to the 8-week rule, the economist's formula also suggests that tickets are cheapest in the afternoon. Are your headphones working?
No, my headphones aren't working.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Are your headphones working?
Mine are working.
Okay.
Yeah. This end doesn't go into this end.
It doesn't?
It doesn't go into there.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah. That won't work very well. Okay. You know, it's interesting. We only have 5 radio stations here. It seems like we'd have 2 pair of headphones. But maybe we won't. Well, okay. That'll come up soon. First thing we want to talk about is a story that Ashley's already seen. But this is from CNN, and you can't see it, obviously, but I want you to listen to the audio, then we'll talk about it a little bit. First, we see this. It starts with a panda apparently loping along on a grassy knoll somewhere.
No, this is not a panda bounding around Beijing. It's a dog, fittingly named Kung Fu, after Kung Fu Panda. His owners say they love pandas so much, they gave their dog a makeover.
So, do you think he likes his new do here?
I think he loves it, says Mr. Lee. Since he's been dyed, he's gotten so much more love and attention.
Oh, of course he has. He's gotten so much more love and attention now that he doesn't look like a dog.
Huh?
They dyed the dog. And, of course, we know what a panda looks like. And, Ashley, I'm guessing this was a sheepdog, right?
That's what he looked like.
It looked like an English sheepdog. And, for instance, then they have the news person here holding a dog that's sitting in a cage with a turtle because they've dyed that one to look like a teenage mutant ninja turtle. Dye jobs take up to 8 hours, they said. And so, and again, as we were discussing off the air, it's China, so you know the chemicals are safe. 100% safe for the dog and the cat.
Because just look at all the chemicals they put in toys for our children.
Sure, so you know that's it. The dye jobs can take up to 8 hours. And then what they mentioned was, for instance, they will just dye animals on purpose to make them look more appealing. They took some kind of a cat, and then they dyed it to make it look like a Seal Point Siamese because, you know, people like that. So, what, you buy a puppy and it's brown, and then it turns up being tricolor when the dye grows out? I mean, it's another world over there. Anyway, that being said, how are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. Ashley's here from the animal shelter. Hey, you had a big fundraiser over the weekend.
We did. We have a huge fundraiser over the weekend. I'm at Shipwreck Grill, and it was just amazing. It was long. It was from 11 to 11, and we had some folks that came out early and pretty much shut it down. I left a little bit before 11, and I think they were still there. So, but it was really great. The staff out there at Shipwreck and Wade and everybody out there was just great, and it was a really fun event.
Well, and part of the purpose is to kick off Wienerfest, and if you don't think that Wienerfest is serious, I think the defending champion was there.
The defending champion was there. They were the group that pretty much stayed all day. I know they were there when I got there at 4 and had been there a while. And those folks actually came up from Houston. They brought their whole family and crew. And if you've been to Wienerfest, Toots' family sets up a tent, and they're all wearing the jerseys. And they're really serious about Toots' chances of winning Wienerfest again.
Wow.
They work hard at it. Uh-huh. And she looked like Toot looked like he'd been in training and conditioning. So if you're planning on entering your pet in Wienerfest, entering your dachshund, you probably ought to start training now.
and that's coming up fairly soon, right?
It'll be October 9th. Okay. So, we're about, 6 weeks away. Mm-hmm. It'll be here before we know it. It's at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater. It's an all-day event as well. We start the morning off with a 5K fun run and then go into a costume contest. Then the signature wiener dog races. Last year we added a wanna be a wiener competition because we had everybody say, well, I don't own a dachshund, but I want my dog to run. So, pretty much the rule for that is it can be any breed or non-breed. But it has to be small enough to fit in the start boxes, which were built for the dachshund. So usually about 35 pounds is about the limit.
Anything can't have bigger, any wolfhounds
no
in there.
No wolfhounds, no Labradors. Yeah. They're just too big to fit in the start box. But it's an all-day event. It's free at Wolf Pin Creek. So plan on coming out and spending the whole day. There's a kid zone. We will have a lot of different vendors, everything from pet and animal-oriented vendors through, we have artists and we have food and we have clothes and all kinds of vendors come out. So it's a day to bring the family. Knock on wood, we've had really good weather
sure
the
have.
Last 3 years. So
yeah.
we put in our order for good weather again this year. And it's just a great event to come out. It supports the Brazos Animal Shelter, and all of the proceeds go towards our capital expansion fund, which is helping us to build a new facility. So we're really excited.
Second year at this venue, and I think it works pretty well, lends itself to it.
It did.
Well.
Yeah, this will be our second year out at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater, and big thank you to City of College Station for allowing us to be out there and helping us with that. It's really nice because if you've been out there, you know they've got that whole grassy area where you can spread your blankets out, mm-hmm. and we do the wiener dog races right down on that concrete. The dogs don't run on concrete.
No,
if you're
don't.
Worried about that,
no,
we have
no.
carpeting. It's
yep.
really nice, but it's on that stretch of concrete. So you can sit on the grass and have a really good view and run up and grab you some food from the food vendors or go shop between the races and then come back and sit yep. on the grass and watch the dogs.
Short of that, though, you know, you've always got animals for adoption.
We always have animals for adoption. And right now we have got a lot of really neat cats and kittens. Our kittens right now are not the 8 and 10-week-old babies. Our kittens now are more juvenile age, you know, 5-6 months old. So they're past that little bitty kitten stage, and you can really kind of see what their personalities are going to be like. The color of the cat that you adopt is the color the cat will stay. We are not dyeing our cats at the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Good thing to know.
So if you adopt a seal point, he's going to remain a seal point.
Okay.
He's not going to fade out and become a brown tabby, I promise. So lots of really cool cats and kittens for adoption. Of course, for all of the incoming folks into town, freshmen, especially that are new to town, the shelter has a great volunteer program and foster home program. So if maybe you're part of a organization and you need to get some volunteer hours in the community, or if you just are looking for something to do with some of your spare time, the shelter's a great place to volunteer. Maybe you're not able to bring your pet from home and need a puppy fix.
Sure.
Every now and then we can set you up in our foster home program. Our website is brazosanimalshelter.org. All of our upcoming events, our adoptable pet pictures are on there. There's information about our volunteer and foster home program, so it's a really good resource. Or give us a call at the shelter at 775-5755.
All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley's the executive director of the Brazos Animal Shelter here on Tuesdays on WTAW. And also we visit with folks from the chamber. And Dina's here this morning. Dina, how are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. So what's going on at your place?
Well, I was going to say that I was listening earlier in the traffic on Welborn you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
The traffic on WD-40 has gotten pretty
yeah,
bad there,
has,
too.
Yeah.
So people have found that little shortcut, which makes me very sad.
Yeah. Not a shortcut anymore.
No, not
yeah.
anymore.
They're putting lights in and stuff
I
like
know,
that, too. Yeah.
But everybody be careful out there yep. going to work or wherever it is you're trying to go. Today we have a luncheon. We're going to honor our Community Impact Award winners. These are kind of the hub if you're familiar with that program, the historically utilized businesses, which is minority-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to recognize them today. I don't know that we have any other spots. If you'd like to attend that lunch, you can call Julie if you really have to go and see if she can get you in. But we'll be at Briarcrest today at 11:45 and watch for those award winners. On Tuesday, September 8th, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting out at the Villas at Traditions, 4:30 to 5:30. It's a ribbon cutting with a little extra.
Yeah, a deluxe ribbon cutting, so to speak.
And these have been extremely popular.
Yeah.
We are getting great crowds out at these.
Good.
So come on out and see what these businesses have to offer. On September 9th, we're going to be at Pebble Creek Country Club for our Economic Outlook briefing lunch. And this one's kind of a follow-up we do mid-year to our Economic Outlook conference. And this one's going to be really interesting. I think it's appropriate timing. We've got Bill Byrne coming in, and he's going to talk about the athletics impact on our economics here locally. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
they help us tremendously in the restaurants and hotels and things like that. So he will give us some figures and facts and things like that. 11:45, tickets are $25, and you must RSVP for that. Commerce National is the sponsor. Our next business after hours is out at Sterling Auto, and it's on September 16th. Put that one on your calendar, 5:30 to 7, just as usual.
And that's a preview of World Festival,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Which mm-hmm. is a really neat thing that they've got going on these days. If you haven't been out to that, it's really great showcase of international cultures and
sure.
everything. On September 19th, you should have this on your calendar already, our Lobster Fest. Sunday evening out at the Brazos Center. Tickets are still available. They're $75. But if you play golf the next day at the Golf Classic, you actually get a Lobster Fest ticket, which is a neat package deal there. We're still looking for some auction items if you'd like to donate to that. And then, again, following on Monday, September 20th, we've got the 20th Annual Golf Classic out at Traditions. We have two flight golf times, 8 o'clock and 1:30. We still have some sponsorships available. There are four teams. You can play individually as well. And I want to thank Prosperity Bank, our title sponsor, on that one. Couple of ribbon cuttings. Tomorrow at 11:30, we'll be Exquisite Nail and Brian. And then on Friday, we'll be at Marble Slab at 1:30. So there, or 11:30. There's your lunch plans for Friday.
Uh-huh.
And thanks to Texas A&M Marketing and Communications. They're our platinum member this week.
All right. Very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays. News Talk 1620 WTAW.